Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 3, we were talking about the moral decay of society and the preachers that try to blend in with the world. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We've seen the lack of morals of our church members. Besides the decay in society as it seems to grow alarmingly, and there is now a view of we who preach this word of God, as it is to men as they are, as if we are demented, a menace to society. They call us funny mental. Fundy addicts. And they, who think they're intelligent, use names like that to call us things. They don't use the scripture. Because we preach the word, they don't like us, but they like to picture themselves as intelligent. They revert to calling us names. Does that sound intelligent? Now, the contrast is teachers who don't teach sound doctrine. The idea is you have lust, that is, desires that don't line up with the scripture. But the respectable world sees nothing wrong with it, so they go away from sound doctrine and attach themselves to that false prophet who will preach liberty to the flesh and make them feel good about themselves. Oh, they'll be so happy. They feel good about themselves and feel good about scriptural disobedience. That's why you see young couples moving in, living together without marriage, and then they're singing in the choir and teaching Sunday school classes. Now, let me state this very clearly. Preachers must preach from the Word of God. They must not seek to change the Word to fit in with and condone the world as it is today. Rather, we must preach the truth and help Christians to conform to the Word instead of the world. Ours is still old-time Bible preaching, and not because we like a style. Rather, we are for the truth, repentance, and righteousness in a Christian life is not liked or accepted by the world. My friend, we are reconciling man to God. Not God to man, not God to the world. And we need to understand the difference there. And so the result is seen in 2 Timothy 4, verse 4, where it says, "And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." So these teachers turn from sound doctrine and they turn unto a feelings-based religion that allows them to feel good about themselves without any doctrinal support for that. And so they've thrown away the absolutes of God's Word. And when you throw away the absolutes of God's Word, you're throwing away the truth. And when you throw away the truth, you are asking for trouble. And so, my friend, let me again just caution you, watch out for the feelings-oriented religion that preaches without any strong biblical doctrinal support. You see, Christians in the world in these last days, as 2 Timothy 3:1 addresses, when perilous times shall come, will begin to conform to the world. Therefore, the local church of the last days must decide if they are God's representatives in the world or the world is going to blend into their life so that they will be liked by both sides. Now, too many are acting as the world's representatives in the local church instead of being God's representatives in the world. So instead of the absolute of God's holy word, instead of the absolute holy God's representative to the world, which the local church and every Christian has upon them, we're not to be like the world, but Christ-like is to be holy. And don't forget, if we're going to be Christ-like, we're going to be like Jesus. What does the Bible say? In John chapter 7, verse 7, when Jesus is speaking to the brethren, he says, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth. Why does the world hate Jesus? And Jesus gives the answer. Because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil. You see, sound Bible doctrine must be the basis for the way we live and the decisions of life we make. It must be about my relationship to God. Because I know God has the best for me in his mind. And that way may be hard. Yes, it may be. But that's the way we go. But too often, we find that men want what makes me feel good. And what makes me feel religious while I fulfill my desires in this present flesh. You see, the choice of this latter thing shows, well, maybe I doubt the facts of eternity in God's word. And the facts of the kingdom of God is not very strong and very real in my inner man, so therefore, I'm going to play both sides of the fence. When you get there, if you are saved, you're going to be saved so as by fire. Ashamed at his appearing. Now, going back to our text, he mentions after my doctrine in verse 10, here of 2 Timothy 3, my manner of life. If doctrine is what it's supposed to be, then it will always affect one's manner of life. We should not destroy what we say and maybe even preach what we purport to believe by the Bible, we better not destroy it by the way we live. Undercut it, undermine it by the way we live. Doctrine, that is sound Bible doctrine, sound Bible teaching, be it in the home or the local church, ought to be a refinement of the life we live for Jesus Christ. Now, as we think about the conduct of our life in Christ, just think of the person who teaches fitness and diet. They're 5'6" and weigh 325 pounds, okay? Well, their main exercise is spoon and fork lifts. They, 4 times a day, they lift that spoon and fork to their mouths 100 times. Well, you know, that guy, he may be an instructor in fitness and diet, but I'm not going to want to listen to him. And if we're going to talk about, you know, people ought to do this and they ought to do that, but we don't live it ourselves, then sometimes we're doing more damage than we are good. Doctrine, if it's real to us, will affect our conduct, will govern our decisions, and even be the basis of our peace and hope. When people see our matter of life, then they'll see that we are also people of purpose, which is the next word in verse 10. The basic definition of the word purpose is defined as resolve and commitment to a course of life and biblical ministry for Christ. In other words, let come what may, I'm standing with Christ. You see that attitude with Jonah. Remember Jonah? He was committed to go an opposite way that God had called him. But finally, when he got to the well or the fish, the great fish, whatever it was that swallowed him, he finally realized God's way is right. And so he prays to God for deliverance, and he gets deliverance. And he goes on and he preaches. I think of Job. Job, boy, he went through some things unchasteningly or unscourgingly. He went through those things not because he's been punished for sin. He was going through things under the trial of God's hand, even though it was Satan that brought these things upon Job. And I can't help but to think of Job, because some of us, maybe all of us, have been there at one time in our life. And Job 23 says, man, I looked at my left hand, looked at my right, I looked behind me, before me, and he doesn't hear me. You know, everywhere I look, there just seems to be no answer from God. And sometimes you've been in that area where you're in a trial, and you're praying, and you wonder, is God even hearing me? But then Job's added this. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. See, Jonah couldn't have endured what Job endured, because he did not have the commitment. He had the call, but he didn't have the commitment. You know, you can have the call of God on your life, and all of us are called to be a witness. And I hope that you follow that call. But I hope you also have a commitment to holiness, to righteousness, and to walk in the way of our Lord. Your public testimony should clearly reveal you are driven away from worldly, secular, and carnal design with an energetic life that sees the aim of one's life is to glorify God and bring souls to the Savior. If you're writing things down, I wouldn't repeat that. This is important. It's something that you ought to think on. Your public testimony should clearly reveal you are driven away from worldly, secular, and carnal design with an energetic life that sees the aim of one's life is to glorify God and bring souls to the Savior. You know, one question I have to ask myself, is that my ever-present goal? And in honesty, many times I have to admit, it depends on the moment. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not, and that's not something that we are proud of. Now, it is most important that we have a God-given purpose in this life. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in them. In other words, even before you were saved, God had a specific will. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.